Hello, awesomeness creators. It's Nina Kovner with Passion Squared with this week's audio blog. This week's topic is, can you hear me? I'll start with a quote. The art of conversation is the art of hearing as well as of being heard. That's William Hazlitt. The fifth chakra, known as the throat chakra, is associated with speaking and expression. Now you might be thinking, what the hell is Nina doing talking chakras? Good question. Not even close to my expertise. Stay with me. On Saturday, I was in an intense session with a massage therapist who is working with my chiropractor to find out why my neck, shoulder, and upper back are in so much pain. In fact, I have not really even slept in 2 weeks. Yes, I have disc issues, but they are easily treated through my chiro, energy healer, therapist, and Pilates. During the session, my awesome massage therapist, Peter, said, "Something is up with your fifth chakra. You are struggling with being heard or speaking your truth." I'm like, me? Seriously? And then it hit me. Not only have I been struggling with some situations in relation to expression, but my heart has also been so heavy witnessing the injustices of the world, and in particular, the intense negativity on social platforms. And I have not spoken up enough about how I feel. As the great Martin Luther King so brilliantly said, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. What was so interesting about this session is the evening before, I was awakened at 12:30 a.m. to passionate protesters marching down my street for the fifth or sixth time in the last few weeks. I went to the window and began to weep. The weeping quickly turned to straight up bawling my eyes out. Now it's all beginning to make sense. My heart is aching for words I have left unsaid, but even more, for the fact that these beautiful and passionate young people are up at 12:30 a.m. marching in solidarity, chanting what sadly have become recent trending hashtags. Hands up, don't shoot, and I can't breathe. I was both sad and inspired. Needless to say, it moved me beyond words. It also happened to be World AIDS Day on December 1st, which brought up a lot of emotion for me as I thought about marching in protest on Washington, D.C. with ACT UP in the late 80s and early 90s. And we were angry. Our chant was, silence equals death. A life-changing time indeed. And almost a bit eerie that the messages are not all that different, being seen and heard. Wow. As humans, we all have a core need to be seen and feel heard. And when we are not, we begin to crumble. This can be expressed with anger, resentment, physical ailments, or simply withdrawing from society. If protesters felt seen and heard, would things be different? My heart thinks so. We can take this same thought and apply it to business, as business is life. Do we feel seen and heard? Does our team really feel seen and heard? Do our clients really feel seen and heard? I can tell you from experience, team members and clients leave our businesses because the answer is no. So now I have some intense work to do on getting to the source of my pain, and maybe you do too. Love and awesomeness from Nina. Thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful day. Bye.